Welcome back to another episode of Checking In with Chad with State Representative Chad Reichard of the 90th Legislative District in Franklin County. Representative Reichard, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to start off by talking about energy. Energy costs are just a primary concern for everyone across the state, worried about data centers coming in, any kind of new development, anything that might add energy bills or take energy from the grid. What is being done at the state level to try to combat this and keep the regulations out of the way?
It is something that I think every single one of us is feeling. I mean, I know my electricity bill is about 2 to 3 times higher than it was last year with roughly the same usage, right? I mean, it is astronomical. And if you really look at your electricity bill, the cost that seems to be rising, and the Independent Fiscal Office actually had a report on this recently, it's the cost of generation that has just ballooned. It's not the transmission of it, but it's the generation cost. So essentially what that means is that Pennsylvania for the past, I forget how many years, have been in the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, REGI. And last year's budget, House Republicans really pushed to withdraw Pennsylvania from that. And essentially what REGI was it was a cap on electricity generation, electricity production. So in Pennsylvania, due to the supposed environmental concerns, REGI would cap us at the amount of generation we were able to create. And therefore, obviously, demand has continued to increase, and especially with load forecasting going in with, potential data centers and all that sort of stuff, I mean, has just really, really jumped that. So that's, I think, a large portion of what we're seeing with the, rise in energy costs, and also, our neighbors to the south down in Maryland and Northern Virginia that are putting in these data centers, but they aren't generating their own electricity. Much of the reason we're seeing these trans-source line coming through Franklin County. They're looking to Pennsylvania and in our electricity generation to fill those voids. So again, all of those things compounding is just adding to the increased cost of electricity. And, obviously it's good to know why, but, I guess the question is, what are we doing about it, right? What does all of this mean, for us who are having to actually foot these bills? And at the end of the day, by getting out of REGI, that will increase electricity generation over the long run and, reduce the cost there. But the big one that we did for immediate relief was eliminating the gross receipts tax on electricity. I think it's a 5.9% tax that bill passed out of the House and went over to the Senate. And it's, in negotiation at this point. But, that's, a pretty hefty savings on your electricity bill right now. So it's just looking at those types of things in Harrisburg that we can do to provide immediate relief to Pennsylvanians. Because, again, when your electricity bill is 2 to 3 times higher than it was a previous year, along with, the cost of everything else, addressing affordability is one of the major concerns, especially for House Republicans trying to work with our friends across the aisle there to ensure that we have some sort of relief for people here in Pennsylvania.
Speaking of relief, and area are certainly looking for some from the weather lately. It just keeps pounding down, and I understand that folks who are seeking some flood relief might have somewhere that they can contact to get some help.
Yeah. So last week, Waynesboro and Washington Township and some parts of Franklin County got hit pretty hard with some rains. I think it was somewhere around 3 to 4 inches of rain within an hour. So I mean that volume of rain just really put a strain on our system, and a lot of people are feeling the effects of that. I've been in contact with PEMA, Pennsylvania Emergency Management Association, along with the Borough of Waynesboro and in some of the surrounding municipalities. We had folks from PEMA come here last week to survey the damage. The municipal heads, Jason Staines in particular at the Borough of Waynesboro, is really coordinating this. And the thing of it is, and the critical piece is trying to capture as much of the damage as possible. Jason has an email address. It's floodingreports@waynesboropa.gov, where people can send in pictures of their damage or descriptions of what they lost. The idea being that for relief to come from the state, we have to hit a certain dollar threshold, and it's based countywide. So it doesn't matter which municipality you live in, as long as you're in Franklin County, submitting that information will help us to reach the threshold and be able to get you know, the relief from the Commonwealth here in Waynesboro and in Franklin County to address some of these storm damages. So again, it doesn't matter, you know, what kind of damage you had. If you've had some sort of damage, please send that information into floodingreports@waynesboropa.gov. That way, again, we have an accurate picture of how much damage was truly caused by the rain event last week, and we can try to address that here with some assistance from the Commonwealth. So again, just really want to stress how important it is to share that information with floodingreports@waynesboropa.gov.
And finally, Representative, National Night Out, an event that you got to participate in with some local police departments. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so once a year, I think it's the first Tuesday in August. It's National Night Out. So the police departments in the 90th District, so Greencastle had an event, Washington Township and Waynesboro had their own separate events. Mercersburg's police department joined forces over there at Greencastle. So all the police departments in the district were represented, had a great event. All of these events were hugely attended. I was able to swing by and visit all three of them. You know, just the outpouring of support from the community for our law enforcement, and not just our law enforcement, our other first responders. I mean, our fire and EMS companies were also represented at each of them, the National Guard, public libraries. I mean, it was just a great opportunity for the community organizations and first responders to really just have that interaction with, you know, with the public there, and, you know, just share what they all do and better coordinate. And again, it's, you know, you're growing up, you know, you're taught to respect law enforcement and you're really just putting that human face with the folks that, you know, are out there with serving and protecting us every single day, you know, in a nice, fun and lighthearted atmosphere. I mean, just it truly does wonders to kind of break down some of the apprehension that some folks might have with the police, you know. So all three of the departments did a wonderful job. You know, the food was great. The entertainment was awesome. Again, it was just countless people who showed up to really come out and enjoy the festivities. So I would just want to thank everyone who was involved with organizing those. Again, the departments did a wonderful job of getting out the word and really encouraging community support here.
Well, Chad, thanks for sitting down with us. This has been Checking In with State Representative Chad Ruggert.